The environmental advocacy nonprofit, a group called the Conservation Law Foundation, has taken a new step this week to stop the construction of a gas-fired power plant in Burrillville. CLF is asking the State Energy Facility Siting Board to send back the permit application to the developer, Invenergy, because it's incomplete. The Energy Facility Siting Board is responsible for reviewing the application. Rhode Island Public Radio environmental reporter Ambar Espinoza joins me in the studio to share details. Ambar, welcome. The Conservation Law Foundation is using the climate change law passed in 2014 to block this project. Please remind us what the state's climate change law does and why the CLF is using it as a tool to block the project.
The state's climate change law, called the Resilient Rhode Island Act, has a lot of moving parts, but its main goal is to protect Rhode Islanders and the state's natural resources from the effects of climate change. One way it sets out to do that is by requiring the state to reduce its greenhouse gas emissions below 1990 levels. It establishes a timeline for gradually reducing emissions by 10%, 45%, and finally 80% by 2050. It's an ambitious plan.
Sounds like it. The law outlines some plans for how to monitor and measure those milestones, right?
Yes, it does, Dave. Plans for an emissions inventory are actually underway. A climate change council is working on the inventory now, so that will establish a baseline and a plan for how to move forward. What the law essentially does is require state agencies to consider the impacts of climate change in how they operate, to reduce emissions, and to build for future conditions. I spoke to attorney Jerry Elmer with the Conservation Law Foundation, who combed through Invenergy's application, nearly 500 pages long. He says the company fails to provide an analysis on the power plant's impact on climate change. Here's Jerry Elmer.
The Resilient Rhode Island Act requires a look at cumulative climate impact, but so do the Energy Facility Siting Board rules require an analysis of cumulative environmental impact. So really, the motion that CLF filed is simply asking the Energy Facility Siting Board to follow its own rules and follow the law in Rhode Island.
Now, besides leaving out an analysis of the power plant's climate change impacts, what else is the application missing?
The application includes permits under the Clean Air Act that sets limits on common air pollutants. Those air permit applications are incomplete. Invenergy left several required sections of the application blank or filled it out with the letters TBD, commonly understood as to be determined. The required sections should include information about the names and model numbers of equipment they're planning to use, equipment such as the boiler and gas turbines and monitors for air emissions. That's all information that would tell us how much air pollution the power plant could potentially produce based on the kinds of equipment it's using. The company doesn't share when it plans to have this information, even though it's asking the Energy Facility Siting Board to expedite the application's review.
Now, has Invenergy, the developer, responded yet?
Invenergy is reviewing the Conservation Law Foundation's motion and will prepare a response for the Energy Facility Siting Board. I spoke to the person who handles media requests for the board, and he says the board will have a decision on the Conservation Law Foundation's motion later this month on the day of the preliminary hearing for the application.
Now, do you have a sense for how they will decide, Ambar?
I don't, but in its motion, the Conservation Law Foundation cited examples of the federal government and other states dismissing or rejecting applications because they were incomplete. I don't have any insight as to how the board will decide.
Ambar, the Conservation Law Foundation is not the only environmental advocacy group that has filed what's called a motion to intervene.
When a group files a motion to intervene, as I understand it, it's essentially a request to participate in the hearings for the case. It doesn't necessarily mean that they're trying to block the project, but they have an interest to protect, and with that interest in mind, they take a position either to support or oppose the project. The Conservation Law Foundation is an intervener, so is National Grid and the state's Office of Energy Resources and other departments, of course, the town of Burrillville and so on. A few other environmental advocacy groups and residents have also filed motions to intervene. In their filings, they've expressed their opposition to the project. In response, Invenergy has filed objections to several of these motions to intervene, and some of these individuals and groups have replied to that objection. The Energy Facility Siting Board hasn't made a decision on these motions, objections, and replies.
So, lots of activity about this.
A lot.
Many moving parts, as you said at the beginning.
That's right.
One last question before I let you go, Ambar. When is the preliminary public hearing for this case?
It's scheduled for January 12th, but Invenergy has also requested to postpone the preliminary hearing. I don't know whether that request will be granted.
Ambar Espinosa covers the environment for Rhode Island Public Radio. Ambar, thanks.
You're welcome.